It's curtain call for Rāore Paratene. Tonight, the Whale Rider star will become the first to tread the boards at the new auditorium of Aotearoa's only independent Kaupapa Māori-led theatre venue, Te Pou. After overcoming three strokes, which left him with language impairment, the actor will bow out of a 50-year career with a show reflecting back on a life on stage and screen. Pita Paka Paratene opens at the Te Pou Toko Manawa Theatre tonight. But our reporter, Tiarua Rolleston, and camera operator Simon Rogers got a sneak preview.
1, 2, you know what to do.
I am us. Te Pou Theatre is a kāinga, a home for many Māori artists, including Rāore Paratene. He has become a household name as an actor, a producer, director, and writer, and has paved the way for many more artists after him. Best known for playing Koropaka in Whale Rider and for the nostalgic kids' show Play School, he's also toured the world with Shakespeare's Globe Theatre. But for the last couple of years, Mr. Paratene has been dealing with his own health battles after suffering three strokes. He says he is a lucky man and certainly hasn't lost his wit and humour.
I didn't know what had happened. Yeah, I was very lucky. I was very lucky because since then I'm part of the stroke club.
Rāore's whānau, including his brother, worried about the impact losing his words would have on him.
Words, he said, that's who you are, that's what you do. And that's true, and I said, no, there's more to me than that. And I've always been, positive. Yeah.
For the artist from the Hokianga, Pita Paka Paratene is a story about his life, and he hopes audiences will enjoy getting to know how he came to be the person he is today.
And now you've got your new show. It's also your last project that you're going to be working on in your arts career. Pita Paka Paratene.
Yep.
Can you tell me what is it about and what do you hope audiences will receive from it?
Well, Pita Paka Paratene, I guess it's about me and it's about my life, especially my mahi work, my work life.
Tainui Tukiwaho is directing the show and says working within a Māori-led space with Mr. Paratene has been a humbling experience.
We did this show, I think it was 2017, and so when we came into doing it again, I had a preconception of what I thought the show needed to be, which was the script that Paka had written for us. And I was wrong, because as I sat with Paka and realised, or had a better understanding of aphasia, that I can't expect the show to repeat. I can't expect Paka to be the person he was prior to his strokes and aphasia, and he doesn't expect himself to be that either. I hope our audience comes in and sits there and watches our karawa being brave and diligent and powerful within the new space that he's occupying.
Amber Curran is the kaihautū taha whānau and says the Tūranga Waiwai of Te Pou is a special place of tino rangatiratanga and it is where Māori stories can belong. She says the opening of the new auditorium will give life to new works by Māori who can dream bigger in a larger space.
For me, it's having a new whare that is also has a holds all the wairua, has the Māori of all the work that's been done in it before is really special.
As for Rāore Paratene, he now has his sights set on new endeavours, saying he wants to give his masters a go.
And now it's time for the next generation to step in, is that right?
Absolutely, yeah, that's how it goes. Yep. Yeah, especially for the young ones. And what beautiful, amazing, brilliant young people we have.
E te rangatira, ngā mihi mai oha mō tō mahi me ngā taonga tuku iho. Kia piki tēnā kou, Māori ora.